So I'm starting off with that G chord that we built using the F shape, 3rd fret. String-wise, I'm playing 4th, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 3rd. And then I do that again, that far, 4th, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Then there's a chord change. And that's where I slid down to the D chord with an F sharp in the bass. So slide down a fret, let fingers 1 and 2 trade places as far as strings go. Pick-wise, 4th, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Then we have the E minor. And for this, I'm just holding down the 4th string, 2nd fret with my 2nd finger. Not really worrying about the 5th string, but if you want to, you can. But I'm going to hit 4th, 2nd, 3rd, 4th. Then I'll add in the 1st finger onto the 2nd string, 1st fret, hit it, and then pull it off. Then I'll hit the 3rd, 4th. Then I'll add the 4th finger to the 2nd string, 3rd fret, hit it, then hit the 4th, then go back to the 2nd string, 1st fret, so you can take the 4th finger off. I'll hit just it, pause, and then I'll have this. So I'm hitting that 2nd string, 1st fret again, and then pulling it off real quickly, then playing the 3rd string, 2nd, and then open. So here are measures 3 and 4, again, that are based around the E minor. And that's the first 4 measures of verse 1. Now let's take a look at the next group of measures.